October 27. Now faith is the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. Enoch walked with God, Genesis 5:22-24. It means that whenever God called him, either during the day or night, he was ready to go to him. He never questioned him. He pleased God and not himself. By the same faith he was translated. A mother taught her daughter the story of Enoch. Afterwards someone questioned her, "How did Enoch go to heaven?" The child said with simple faith, "Enoch and God were good friends. Every day they went for a long walk. One day while walking, God said, 'Enoch, let's go home.' He said, 'Yes, Lord, I'm ready.' So they both went to heaven. There are some who question as to how such a thing could happen. Whatever God says in his word, we must accept with simple faith. Phrases like 'God said,' and 'God spake,' appear 558 times in the first five books of the Bible and nearly 2,000 times in the Old Testament. That proves that each verse in the Bible is God's word and not man's word. After my conversion, these phrases helped me to believe that the Bible is God's word, and then he gave me a new love for his word. One day a man came to me with a doubt and asked me, 'Do you believe that from cover to cover the Bible is God's word?' I replied, 'Yes.' Again he asked, 'Do you believe that Jonah was in the fish's belly for 3 days?' I said, 'I strongly believe. And if the Bible says that the fish was in Jonah's belly, I will believe that also. I may not understand many portions of the Bible, but I will never doubt it. God uses small phrases of his word for salvation of people. By reading the Bible slowly and systematically upon our knees, we receive many blessings. As we read, we should pray, 'Lord, speak to me according to my need.' Then by quiet meditation upon the word, many hidden mysteries will be revealed to us. Some truths of the Bible are revealed to us in sickness, trials, troubles, and loneliness. It is God's word, and the Holy Spirit is our best teacher. Many people doubted the record of the flood in the Bible in Noah's time. But when fossils of sea animals were discovered on many high mountains, they believed that once upon a time these mountains must have been covered with water. When God commanded Noah to build an ark, he immediately believed in the coming judgment and obeyed, Hebrews 11:7. He never questioned God. His workers must have mocked him, but he believed God and was made righteous because of his faith. We too may have to face many mocking for the sake of our faith, but such experiences will only give us stronger faith.